feels like we're being pecked to death by ducks.
Thank you for joining us on the Janeway, the Voyager podcast, where my co-host, who has very explosive toenails, Suzanne Williamson, and I, Liam Smart, look at Voyager episodes to work out whether our favourite captain has approached things in the right way, the wrong way, or the Janeway.
Is that a nice way of saying I need a pedicure?
I mean, you could blow up a shop if you had a pedicure, potentially.
Ew.
Yeah. Imagine if
Is
that were
some
like...
sort of fungal thing that I have?
Oh, explosive fungus. Oh.
Yuck.
Imagine if that were like your superpower. If you're an X-Men, you've got like explosive toenails. That'll be like the shittiest power. What can you do? You can control the weather. What do you do? You can manipulate fire. Oh, I've just got explosive fungal toenails.
Yeah, I don't think they'd let me in the X-Men. I would have to join Magneto.
Yeah, you'd be, well, no, you'd
because
be in...
he's got all the weirdos with, like, Toad and people like that.
You'd be in, like, the Morlocks.
What would my name be, though?
Nail Gun. It's terrible.
I was thinking more of Fun Guy.
Also terrible.
It is terrible.
It's a good job we're not in charge of naming fucking superheroes.
Speaking of, I have Logan watching the original X-Men.
I've been watching it too.
In anticipation for the new episodes. Yay!
I know, I get it to season 4 though, and I'm like, it just doesn't feel as good after the Jean Grey, Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh no, I just can't bring myself to watch it.
But you have to.
I know, I have to, so X-Men 97 works. I know.
Before we get started with the episode today, we're going to tell you that you should follow us on Twitter at @thejane_way. If you don't, we gonna steal your ship.
Even if your ship is like a 1995 Ford something. We're gonna steal
Ford Festiva.
Ooh, gonna get me to the Alpha Quadrant in that. Oh, we are in the Alpha Quadrant. What's new, Suzanne? You've been to Dragon Con.
I did go to Dragon Con.
Anything exciting?
I actually met a person that listens to our show. Yes, they do exist.
Were they of sound mind?
I would like to think so, but since they were at Dragon Con, probably not.
Since they listen to us, probably not either. So people actually exist. I am shocked.
Yes.
Wow. Well, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
I don't understand why, but
apparently we're a bit humorous. I don't see it, but
I'm like not a comedian. This is all
Nor
serious.
Do you play one on TV.
No, this is just the things that run through my brain every day, just spat out on a microphone.
So dildos.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, talking of dildos, I don't know what the equivalent is in America. I'm guessing it's like Home Depot or something. It's like a hardware store.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a specific dildo store.
No. Like, it's called Bunnings here. I went to Bunnings to buy a friend a cactus, which I'm assuming is like your Home Depot.
Yes.
And
if it's anything like I've seen in Bluey, then yes, it is like a Home
Is
Depot.
Bunnings in Bluey?
I know they go to a home improvement store. I can't remember the name of it. But.
Yeah, it would be like a Bunnings. And so I went to buy a little cactus for a friend's housewarming, and then I got sidetracked by the Christmas decorations, because they've already got the Christmas decorations out. Mm-hmm.
Why would you buy a cactus?
Why not? You can't kill it then. It's a little...
I would think a succulent or a fern or something, but a cactus doesn't come across as friendly.
Neither am I.
You're quite prickly.
No, it's kind of like a half succulent, half cactus thing. It's kind of cool. I liked it.
Okay.
No, I don't care if he doesn't like it. I like it. and then walking past the Christmas decorations, and there was this giant lighthouse, which is like a meter tall. And by lighthouse, I mean a candle that sort of lights up. And my first instant reaction was a double take, thinking it was like a meter tall dildo.
I am upset that there are Christmas decorations out already. Where's the Halloween stuff?
And, well, true. But then I wasted the most unnecessary $100 that I've ever spent on anything in my life of a Christmas decoration. And it's just the most cursed thing you've ever seen. It's a meerkat, to start with, which is not entirely Christmassy. A meerkat in a onesie that's solar powered and its eyes like this.
That could be used for Halloween.
It could be used for Halloween. So
yeah.
I'm going to get it and then I'm going to hang it from a noose in the tree in my townhouse area as a Christmas decoration. Listeners, I will post this picture so you have context when the episode comes out, but Suzanne's going to have to remind me because I'm not very good at remembering life at the
Why
moment.
Why is it hanging from a noose in a tree?
Because it's cursed.
What do you have against meerkats?
Well, I mean, if you
especially get ones in onesies.
If you got comparethemeerkat.com.au, then you would be against meerkats. It's like a market analyst thing, but it's a Russian voice and they say meerkat instead of market.
So you don't like Timon?
No, I don't really like the Lion King that much.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I should stop talking because you'll probably hate me.
No, Lion King is all right. We just watched Aladdin last night.
So. I'm not a fan of Aladdin either. I'm more at the Aristocats and Lady and the Tramp.
I only watch Aladdin for Robin Williams.
Although I did like the most recent, like, live-action Aladdin. That was cool.
I don't like the live-action things. It creeps me out.
Yeah, you creep me out. The most lowbrow comment possible. Suzanne, what episode are we doing today?
Basics Part 1.
We finally made it to the end of Season 2.
No.
Oh, fuck it. Hell, we have, haven't we?
That's the longest season ever.
Yeah, except the next...
Well, not really.
No, like the next 5 seasons are all the same. But we've at least made it to the end of Season 2, which has been a long time coming.
It's been a long road.
Oh, no, don't get that in my head. Yeah. It has been a long road getting from...
there to here.
37s to Basics.
Basics Part 1.
Yes. What do you think of Basics Part 1?
Don't forget the Part 1. I was disappointed when I got to the end. I'm like, crap. I forgot he doesn't die until Part 2.
Oh, Suda?
No, fucking Hogan.
Oh.
I sat down. I was all ready. I was like, yes, go away, you rat bastard. I'm tired of you. And he's still there.
That's, look, you got one more Hogan. One more sleep. Well, 14. Oh,
but that also means I only have one more suitor, and I freaking love suitor.
Yeah, but do you know what? That's a spoiler alert because some people that listen to our show might have never seen.
Where the fuck have you people been?
It's fucking.
How long has this show been out? 25 something ish years.
I think.
I know you were in the womb.
No, I was 7 when this episode came out.
I was more than 7.
Yes, you were. I enjoyed this episode, though. It was an enjoyable experience had by all. I also kind of like how it was done with the Kazon because they have been the sort of in-again, out-again criminals. Mm-hmm. And it has to be a Seska episode.
God, I love Seska.
Like, there's no way it could have been anything other than Seska. So
that, and we needed, like, to find out what's going on with the pregnancy. Did she have the baby? Did she not have the baby? What happened?
Exactly.
We have questions, damn it.
Yes, that we'll never get the answer to, probably. So we open the Basics Part 1 with Suda. Yay, Suda is back. He's getting excited over a plant that is like genetically engineered or something. And he wants to call it the Tuvok Orchid.
I would like a spin-off series called Star Trek Voyager. Lon Suder, the botanist.
That's an awfully specific
I know.
Spin-off. And do you know what? And they'll probably do it because there's like 1,000 new spin-offs. What happened from Star Trek Day? Did we get any new shows and shit or whatever?
No new shows, but I finally have a premiere date for the rest of season one of Prodigy.
Which is?
I cannot remember the date. I want to say it's sometime in October.
Okay.
But it might be November.
To be honest with you, I was more preoccupied with the fact that Queen Lizzie died, which was a sadness.
Yes, I do understand that. Interesting thing that happened from Star Trek Day. Carol Kane, the amazing, freaking amazing Carol Kane, will be joining Strange New Worlds, and I cannot wait.
Who's Carol Kane?
Did you see The Princess Bride?
No. Well, maybe, but
did you see Scrooged?
Not from memory, no.
I can't help you. I can't help
you. Oh, fine, I'll quickly look it up.
she's just amazing, and I am totally going to cosplay her character because she has blonde curly hair, which I also have. And she's a woman of a certain age, which I also am.
You're not 70.
No, no, but I could pass for 70.
You'd need a bit more makeup to wrinkle yourself up a bit. You're not that wrinkly.
No, but I still could, I could pull it off, you know?
I'm just seeing what films she's been in.
She's been in so much stuff.
I don't think I've seen any of those. No, don't know what they are.
You're missing out.
No. Yeah. No, but well, she's going to be something called Pellia, whoever that is.
Mm-hmm. And going back to the Queen,
mm-hmm.
I was very sad to hear that. But mm-hmm. honestly, she made it a very long time, 96.
Yeah, no, she had a good
awesome.
Innings. Yeah.
And 70 years in charge?
Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah, she did well.
However, they could have skipped past Charles.
Oh, look, he's just a wannabe tampon.
I mean, seriously, just... Ugh.
Yeah, just... anyway. We're not a royalist show.
No.
But I do like a period drama. And there's perpetual period dramas in the royal family. Where were we? So Tuvok doesn't want to be, like, honoured with the Tuvok Orchid, but he's going to do it anyway. So Suda's actually, like, started horticulture and obviously found an ability... It's not just killing abilities.
Hey, you got to branch out sometimes.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, killing. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, horticulture.
Yes.
So it's really good to kind of see the relationship after, you know, what's happened in Meld between Tuvok and Suda and just how far Suda's become. But he now wants to contribute to the ship, like making airponics more productive or something like that.
That is a fabulous idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then somehow they then turn to do some meditation.
And I want to sign up for a Tuvok meditation session.
I think that'll be fun. Yeah. It's like
I need to be centered.
And this is where you find out the Vulcans are actually on some kind of acid when they go on their meditation. So back on the bridge, they're being hailed. It's some kind of unmanned buoy with a signal. Now, do you call it buoy? Because it really frustrates me.
We heathens do call it buoy.
Because yes. I think they do in Australia, and in England it's called a buoy. So, I don't know.
But there's that extra letter in there.
Yeah, but that should be bo-eye or bo-you. I don't know.
Well, you can't ask us because our speech makes no sense.
Yeah, you're deranged.
Whatsoever.
So this unmanned boy has a signal. Oh no, it's a baby! It's Seska! Yay! We've got some Seska episodes happening.
Yay!
So, like, the Kazon apparently don't like the baby because it's not colours. Oh no. And like I said earlier, really, it's the only thing that they could have as a season 2 finale is Seska, because there's no real other memorable sort of alien species throughout season 2.
Unless you bring Vidians back.
Yeah. Look, that should have been the end of season 1, personally.
Yeah. But then we wouldn't have had, you know,
deadlock
resolutions.
Yeah.
Getting off the planet.
Yeah, but I think so close to resolutions, they probably couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the credits, which I was too hungover to skip past the credits, so I watched them.
Shame on you. You should never skip them.
No. And then we're back in the ready room, and Shikota's like, it's not my responsibility. Just like, I don't need to pay child support.
I mean, it's clearly a trap.
I know. It's like
massive. Have they never met Seska before? Have they forgotten what she is like, what she's capable of?
That's the thing.
Like, this screams, it's a twap.
Admiral Akbar would be all over this.
Yes.
Maybe Najemi needs to put a fish head on or something and then realize that's the only way she'll realize. Janeway, I wonder what a Janeway fish would look like. Like, would she be colourful? Would she be spiky like a lionfish or a puffer fish? Or would she be like, I don't know, a stonefish sort of like...
Oh, the scorpion fish.
Oh, yeah. She could be a scorpion fish. I kind of feel like she'd be a parrot fish, though, just like constantly pecking, my way, my way, my way.
Could also be an archer fish.
Oh, yeah, could be. Yeah. What? What? Oh. We don't want to talk about Janeway's fish. Now, let's...
They have creams for that.
So Janeway's like, she knows how you'd react. She knows how we'd react. And they, like, think mm-hmm. she's capable and that it could be a trap, but they also think it could be true.
It is a trap!
It's just, like, obviously.
Oh, God.
But, like, they also think it could be true because it looks half Cardassian, half human. But Janeway wants Chakotay to think about it and that it's ultimately his decision.
And I have issue with this.
Okay, please elaborate on your issue.
Would Chakotay really have given it more than just, like, a passing thought if Janeway hadn't pestered him into thinking about it and been so insistent?
So you think it's actually Janeway's fault?
Yeah. Why? She's giving more thought to his supposed child than her own children that she left behind on a planet.
Yeah, that's fucking lizard babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure, let's go after this kid. We're not sure it's yours, but it could be.
Yeah. Then there's.
But I'm just going to leave my lizard babies behind because, you know, we're not going to talk about that.
And then there's the possibility that this is like, you know, maybe 3 days after Threshold. Mm-hmm. Not Threshold, after Resolutions. So maybe.
After Resolutions, yes.
Maybe she's like, go get your kid so therefore we can raise it together, or go get your kid so we can like get past this issue. I don't know. I reckon you're right. I think there's more to this than mm-hmm. meets the eye.
Oh yeah, she could have been going for the Insta family.
Hashtag Gente.
Then she doesn't have to, you know, carry the baby, go through the labor, boom, there's a baby, let's raise it.
Oh, so she's thinking beyond the fact that she doesn't have to pop a child out already because there's one there.
Yeah.
It's like a stepchild.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, is this a right way or a wrong way? I can't see it as a Janeway, so...
It's a wrong way because they should not have gone after this child. It is clearly a trap.
Yeah, it is.
Clearly.
It is. I've marked that as a wrong way. But we get one of the best parts of this episode. We get the return of the Akuchimoya next.
But no pan flute.
No, we didn't get the pan flute. We got the high-tech drugs and stones.
Yes, Akuchimoya.
I am far from the bones from my people. So then, like, Chakotay's dad appears in some dream in, like, some outside place. And Chakotay tells his dad that he's got a son. And he's like, oh, that's the reason for your despair. But the dad sort of seems happy about it. And then they sort of talk about...
yeah. Because he's got a grandkid.
Yeah. That he's never going to see because he's dead.
Well, yeah, you know. If he goes on vision quests, maybe.
Well, maybe. So, like, Chakotay explains he was born without consent and that he didn't play a part, which there was that funny little joke where it's like, well, as far as I was aware, I had to play a part. He's like, yeah, true, bro. Yeah, but
I was there, yes.
But then we go straight into talking about the rape of Native Americans. Straight after that joke. It's like, whoa, there's a direction change.
That was just, oof.
It's like, well,
slam right in your face.
Yeah, that's kind of true, though. Like, they...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he is going to be a child of our people, so, which essentially convinces Chakotay to like, you know, go after.
But
I don't know.
Still, had Janeway not pushed the issue for him to take some time, think it over.
Yeah, he probably would have been safe and they'd have been fine.
He would have been fine. Just like, you know, okay, going on our way.
What should we call the baby? Because the baby never got a name. Cheska?
That sounds like a weird cold. Cheska.
Severe Cheska. Baby Cumin?
Or you could just call him Card.
Card. Cardi B.
Cardi B.
That's it. Baby Cardi B. That's what we've got.
Wouldn't he be Cardi C?
Cardi C. Yep. All right. There we go. Baby Cardi C. Yep.
Okay.
Why? Why do we exist?
I don't know.
So then they go straight into a meeting about how to prepare to rescue baby Cardi C and Cheska. And Neelix is like, well, there's some Talaxian friends that we can rely on. It's like, oh, cool, thanks.
Oh, joy.
Thanks.
Yay.
For the Talaxian friends. So Janeway wants to anticipate a trap, she says to Tuvok. So she's essentially saying, do better, Tuvok. So she knows that it's potentially a trap. So I'll give her some credit.
Potentially. Now. Oh, my God. It's Cheska.
Yeah, then Garrett Wong does some acting. Is like, I have an idea. And then does some talk about echo displacement and decoys or some shit like that. And then the EMH interrupts quite rightly because he's a smart person. And Jane was like, I always welcome your suggestions, which is a right way.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And then she immediately regrets it because the doctor's like, I'm going to give you some more in future.
Damn it.
She's like, oh, fuck, what can of worms have I opened?
Open mouth, insert foot.
So, yeah, he suggests, like, holographic ships on the side. Oh, sorry. He suggests holographic projectors on the side of the ship and, like, mirrors to enhance them or something, which is insane because how can they do that when they can't, you know, put the doctor anywhere?
Well, he even says that because his program is so extensive and has so much nuts and bolts to it. They're just making, you know, a little picture.
Yeah, I guess. I do like how he was so humble about it.
Yes, the doctor, humble.
It's not two words that go together.
Nope.
So, back on the bridge, they seem to have found, like, a signal in a ship or some sort with one adult Kazon male. So they were like, oh no, let's beam him on to sick bay because,
yeah,
you know.
What's the harm?
Humanitarian. I mean,
what
I think
happen?
I think that was the right way, though, because they're like, oh, we might better get information out of him, etc.
Seriously?
I don't know. So
are you going to get information that you want out of a Kazon?
Probably not.
Especially one that was working so closely with Cheska.
Yeah, well, they didn't know at the time that it was, like, Cheska's butler.
But still.
So are you going on the wrong way card here?
I am going on. This entire episode to me is the wrong way, the dumb way, the what the fuck are you thinking way.
I kind of think it's a right way because it's the right thing to do. Because I don't know. I feel like
we don't always do the right thing, though, do we? We're Voyager, damn it!
I'm putting my foot down, and I'm going to give half a point.
Okay.
To right way, wrong way, because I feel like it's the right way. Because you never know, like, they're injured, you can help them feel better. There could be a reason they're out there, and you know what? Well, we'll see.
Until they break out their toenail.
Look, it turns out, yeah, he was Cheska's butler, and he's like, Cheska has dead.
Cheska's dead.
And then, so it turns out that they came for Cheska after she recorded the boy signal thing and cut her throat. Mm-hmm. And he apparently convinced someone to help him escape, which seems very unlikely. Let's face it.
Wouldn't they have just killed the baby immediately anyway?
That's what I thought.
I'm thinking, you know, kill the baby in front of her and then kill her.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, because, you know, bit of pain. And then, but especially as well, that, like, this butler should have been killed as well.
Yes, Jeeves should be dead. They shouldn't have let him escape.
Case on Jeeves. Yes. Oh, wait, that's Lurch. Case on Lurch. So Chakotay wants to do a truth test, but the Doctor's like, nah, there's no baseline figures, which makes sense. I like that. But the Doctor did say, apparently, he would have been dead. So this sort of a good way of putting us off the scent as well, potentially, like as viewers.
But the Doctor still had this question about these raised levels of something. Why wasn't he doing, like, deep scans?
Yeah, but
maybe he would have seen the toenail thing.
Look, not everyone...
Do an x-ray, man. It would show up.
But it would it, though? They might have just thought that was some kind of weird fungus.
It's the Kazon.
Kazon fungus. You don't know how Kazon fungus affects toenails.
But still, it's something that Seska would have had to have shown them to do.
Yeah.
Because... Kazon.
I was thrown off the scent. If I were a new viewer, I would have been thrown off the scent here.
I remember seeing this when it aired, and I'm like, no. Seska's involved. No.
Okay. Well,
Bad things are coming.
Maybe I'm just stupid. So down in engineering, they were throwing it off even more so with like Harry and B'Elanna, like saying that this, that, and the other, like he would have been dead, all of that. But Chakotay's like, I still don't trust him. So Chakotay has the right way in his
head. He's the only one with a brain in this episode.
And he's the only one with things at stake. He's like, Cardi C is, you know, his kid.
Yeah. Or is he? Dun, dun, dun.
So then they have another meeting, but this time the Kazon butler is there. This is a six-day trip. And then Neelix challenges him. He's like, I know this part of space. I was just testing you.
Neelix, you don't know crap.
It's like, was he? Was he really, Neelix? Were you knowing? I don't think you were.
Because haven't we already determined that we've gone past Neelix's area of space that he knows?
Oh, I think we went past that in fucking Caretaker, yeah,
so
didn't
why
we?
Why is he saying that I know this part of space? Dude, you don't know shit. You're still, you know, being mean and serving Leola root to people that don't want it.
Now... My question is this, right? So they were asking the butler to give the command codes of like, the Kazon ship, which is fine. But then if you give the command codes, how does the Voyager computer then know, oh, this is where all the things are, by just inputting a code?
Yeah. Like, that I didn't get either, unless you have direct access to the ship whose command codes you need. I don't think you'd be able to find that.
I mean, everyone knows Janeway's password, but, like, I don't get it. It's like, do you like, give, like, the Kazon give out all the information out on subspace, but you have to have the code to get it, which is, like, a 7-digit alphanumeric password.
And then they know that Jeeves got away. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't they have changed their passcode?
Yeah.
Because they're not Janeway, and they would have changed their passcode.
That's another thing that kind of hints it's a twap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Seska would have been like, let's change that shit right now. Unlike Janeway Pi 110.
So then, like, at the end, the butler was like, yes, but you're going into an area of dangerous sex, so this is a problem.
I'm sorry, dangerous sex?
Oh, fuck
S-E-X?
Off.
S-E-X?
Sex, as in S-E-C-T-S. I mean, we're going into an area of dangerous sex.
If it is dangerous sex, then yes, I will fuck off. Thank you very much.
You got photon dildos and...
Chakotay, my ready room now.
Magenta alert!
Bring the lube!
Got a few spare bioneural gel packs. Was magenta alert the sex alert? Oh god, you're dying. Are you okay?
I'm gonna die. Yeah.
I've lost your sound.
Just a little bacteria infection in the trachea.
Oh. I mean
it's not the COVID, so that's good.
Chakotay, we're going to try and do a new move. It's called the Nistrum. it's the dangerous sex area. So, back on the bridge, they've come across some form of frigate, but it attacks Voyager. No real issue. They break free. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But Tom sort of just adds a bit of you know, context. Oh, we're going beyond the comm range of the helpful Talaxians. So that sort of is like, okay, well, they're not going to come and rescue you.
Let me drop this breadcrumb here.
Yeah. Good breadcrumb drop. Like, it was a very good breadcrumb drop. What wasn't a good breadcrumb drop is immediately after they've just come off of red alert, Tuvok is like, Captain. It's like, oh, yes, well, now's as good a time as any to talk about Suda. I was like, surely, you know, she needs to keep an eye on other things, not go and see Suta, but anyway.
Yeah, they could have worked that into a different area.
Hmm, I agree. So down in Suta's quarters, Suta's like, oh, sit down, Captain, sit down. Oh, I wasn't expecting visitors.
He's so nervous.
I know, and he's so, it's like,
I just want to give him a little hug. It's like, it's okay, Lon, it's okay.
It's like talking about tutelage or like Tuvok's tutelage, and Tuvok is like, the audience with the queen is limited.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
It was like, oh, I'll get on with it. So then he sort of starts telling her, and Janeway's like, tell me about this science that you're thinking about.
She's like, you can see the boner happening.
Yeah, you can.
Because she sort of leans in and is like, you're speaking science to me. I like this.
This is turning me on. Would you like to try the Nistrum?
Tuvok, leave us.
I mean, anytime there's a science boner, it's a Janeway. So.
Yes, yes it is.
So he needs chemicals, so he gives Janeway a list, and she has like this little wry smile that's like, oh yeah, this is good, I like it. But then Suda stops becoming like super passionate and impatient and sort of goes a little bit overboard, but you get it, he's probably bored as fuck in that quarters.
Well, not only that, he's becoming a new person.
Yeah.
He's trying to deal with that as best he can, and that's, well, a little emotional, and it's hard to rein in.
Yeah, which is fair enough. And then she sort of leaves, and she's like, I'll see you later. Like, really, like, pissed off at him.
She gets that really snappy face, and I'm like, damn.
I know, she's like, bitch, you aren't the queen. Like,
no. It's like, this is for the good of the entire ship. Why are you being this way about it? Why does she have to think about it?
I don't know. Maybe she just wants power.
Yeah, because, I mean, Kes is all in on it.
Yeah, well, maybe this was a wrong way. Do you reckon she should have just given it straight up?
Yeah, why not?
Okay,
what's there to think about?
Yeah, I mean,
other than you want to flex your captain thing,
flex her boner. So we get like a log that's like, oh, we've had no damage from battles, but we keep getting attacked at the same point. This is interesting. I wonder why they do this.
I don't know. And she's not questioning it.
It's like, it's fine.
Chakotay's questioning it. She's not. No one else is.
Okay, so
someone stole everyone's brains but Chakotay's?
I came into recording this episode thinking that Janeway done a lot of right things, but now I'm just like, no, fucking hell, maybe not.
Even Tuvok wasn't questioning that. He's fucking head of security.
Oh, is this another wrong way?
Yes!
Okay. You're so passionate.
The only one thinking in this entire episode is Chakotay.
So true, though. So we're down in sick bay. The EMH finds some kind of blood thing, which I guess turns out to be the toenail thing.
Do more tests! Don't let him leave! What the hell? Now the doctor isn't thinking.
So the butler like sort of tries to storm out of sick bay, but meets Chakotay, and Chakotay's like, how are you feeling? And he's like, well, I'm not confident of surviving if you meet up with color. And then Chakotay's like, I see that same prideful look in your eye when you were punching me to death or whatever in when he was captured. So Chakotay doesn't believe him at all, and then Chakotay's like, asks him about the starboard ventral.
Yeah, because he's the only thinking person on the damn ship right now.
So Chakotay gets a right way, but we're not following Chakotay ways.
Okay, because they didn't put Jeeves in the brig.
No, they didn't. They just put him in some quarters, which is also a wrong way.
How did Seska know where they were going to put him and then where to attack?
No, the point of attacking the starboard ventral was to take off secondary systems, which meant Janeway couldn't pi 110 it.
But doesn't that also, when he blows up, doesn't that also affect it?
No, I think that just...
So he's near that area?
I didn't take it like that. I just assumed that's why they were attacking the Starboard Ventral for taking secondary systems offline.
Okay.
That's what I assumed.
I took it as both being connected.
Oh, it could well be. But yeah, no, then if that's the case, then you're right. But maybe Seska just knew that that's where Suda was, and but then she wouldn't because Suda was after she left the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, so back on the bridge, they're like, oh, we're being attacked again. There's fires on deck 12, and the Starboard Venture was being attacked again.
And then
Harry's like, oh, curious. This is like 2 days of work, Captain. There's clearly something fishy. It's a trap. She feels like she's being pecked to death by ducks, which is my favourite line from the entirety of this episode.
I still don't get... When I think pecking, I think chickens. I don't think ducks. Because ducks have bills. It's a duck bill.
Well, what do...
It's not a beak. It's chickens have beaks. And...
We need... I wonder if there's a duck expert that can tell us. That listens to us. I highly doubt it.
I mean, I've been bit by a duck before. It was a bite. It wasn't a peck.
What? With teeth?
No, with their bill. They bit my finger.
Oh, well, that's kind of cute. Did it hurt?
No, not really.
Quack. So back in Suda's quarters, Neelix brings him some kind of sphere, which is like, I don't know, I guess a futuristic...
It looked like a bomb.
It did, didn't it?
It's like, why is Neelix bringing him a bomb?
Maybe it wasn't the toenail that blew up. It was the Leola root soup.
It was, and honestly, that probably is a bomb. Nobody wants the fucking Leola root.
It took me a long time to realize that it was actually a cloche.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's what he's trying to do.
But why did he look so nervous?
I think he's just nervous from what Janeway was saying. But then again, he is Betazoid, so maybe he was sensing...
No, I'm talking about Neelix being nervous.
Oh, well, Neelix...
He probably has been bringing him his every meal for... As long as he's been confined to quarters, he hasn't attacked you once. Why is he going to do it now?
Yeah, actually, you're right there. That doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
Because it's been a while since Meld.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, strange.
Whatever.
On the bridge, there's 8 minutes until an attack for more ships. Like, there's lots of ships coming now. Like, this is the final battle that they're going to have. They've left an obvious escape avenue, and Janeway's like, I like to choose my own way.
Oh, do ya now?
It's like, really?
Never would have guessed.
Really? Is that something? Oh, of course. Okay. Well, that's a fucking Janeway.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, goes in for the lead ship. So not even like some of the side ships. She would literally go in for like the main one.
Oh, yeah. Why bother with the little ones?
That's what she decides to do. And then Kim puts out the Echo ships, which makes some of the other Kazon ships disappear, which is... Cool. Right. That worked. Nice job, Harry.
It's like, oh, they have friends. I think I have somewhere else to be.
Yeah. Just like, oh, see ya. We're not such a dangerous sex after
all. Sorry,
Cola.
I have a dentist appointment.
Got some rough times ahead. I will admit, though, I really enjoyed this whole battle sequence. I thought it was actually pretty well done.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. So the hologram.
Especially when the doctor is... beamed out into space.
The holographic ships are ready, right? Mm-hmm. And they should test it. And you think, like, oh, there's something is going to go wrong with it. But I wasn't expecting when the holographic ships happened. I thought they would have just failed. But I was definitely not expecting the EMH to be put outside. I thought that was quite amusing.
It was amusing.
Apparently Robert Picardo really quite enjoyed filming that. Because he had to be like do aerial stuff, obviously, because, you know, space.
He would have been in a little harness thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm like, was it necessary? Probably not. Like,
no, but it was a bit of humor, and there hasn't been any in this episode. But my issue with that whole thing is, okay, so yes, you can project the doctor elsewhere.
Yes.
Why don't you do that?
I thought his program was too complicated.
In future episodes.
Exactly. Like, I thought his program was too complicated, yet they managed to beam him outside.
Yeah.
It's like,
but then never try and beam him to the bridge,
mm-hmm.
or engineering.
Or just outside the corridor.
Anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, oh. And this is obviously getting to the point where it's not too long now until Future's End, where he gets his holographic what's it. So I think they're starting to realize that they need to branch the Doctor outside of
sickbay. They need to retcon something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, this is happening. Tina, the butler, Jeeves is up to something. He does, like, what I don't understand is, you know how, like, people do the Jesus cross on their body?
Yes.
He basically does it on his head or something. And I'm like, this is strange. Like, why would he do a cross?
I don't know. It's some weird Kazon cult that he's a part of.
It's whatever the Nistrum do, I guess. So he's like, oh, he's up to something.
The R'hllora do something with their chin and their nipple. So.
Tweet, tweet, press. Oh, it's awful. The R'hlloran nipple tweak. Renowned throughout the Kazon sex.
That's a different kind of sex.
Oh, gross. Up to this point, I'm giving Janeway a right way for this battle, right? Because she's been smashing it. She's been saying, okay, take our starboard ventral away, show our port side. She did really well with when to fire out the phasons torpedoes.
Yes, because we don't have that many.
Yeah, she says she recognizes
them. We need to save them.
So I feel like at this point I'm giving her a right way because she's done actually quite well.
Yes.
So
yes, she has.
But
however.
However, things that aren't in her control now but were in the past, Jeeves just takes his toenail off, which is fucking awful to watch.
I could have done without that. I really could have.
I was like, I don't want to see this, but I will.
I mean, why couldn't they have given him, like, a false tooth to pull out or something? You know, something. We don't have to see the toenail thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's like, not a fan of this, but okay. So he pulls something out and injects it into himself, and Jeeves explodes. Boom. So power failures all over the ship, and, you know, this is when shit starts to hit the fan, really. They can't go to warp. Something about the containment field is fucked. So then Tom suggests, like, I can go back to get the Talaxians, which is in itself, again, a right way. Like,
it is, but he can't guarantee that he's going to make it.
No. So, I mean, is this a Janeway decision for letting him go?
No, it's a right way. He's willing to risk himself for the crew.
He is willing to. Yeah. Yep, he is. They lose contact with the shuttle, though. Oh, dear. And then things start really going bad. Everything's falling apart. And then some nobodies are affected by exploding desk syndrome. So that's a problem. Now been boarded by the Kazon. That's a disaster. And Janeway's like, Pi 110 time! But it can't be done because...
Bitch, why haven't you changed it?
Well, I mean...
Damn it! It's just
I mean, it's like, Pi 111!
Everybody knows this code.
Maybe it only responds to Janeway saying it, like, voice imprint or something.
Oh, like it wouldn't be hard to fake that.
Well, yeah, but you try and do a Janeway voice.
No, I'm saying with a computer.
Oh, yeah, true. I suppose they're shapeshifters. I wonder if they could do that. So yeah,
Mystique is on board and she's doing it.
Mystique is Seska. So it can't be done because the secondary command processes are offline, which is the whole point that I thought about attacking the starboard ventral because that's where they are. And then the Kazon take the bridge, which is kind of, as I said, it's a really good sequence of events. Like, I thought it was really well done, really well storyboarded out, and like made you really understand what was going on.
But it was totally Seska.
Of course it was totally Seska. Like,
I know, but it's like they underestimated her again.
You just can't underestimate Seska.
No.
So on the bridge, again, like, we just sort of come back. They're captive, but then in walks Color and Seska.
Yes, with the baby.
With Cardi C. And Seska's like, you have such weak foreheads. I mean, when you think about it, We do, like, compared to all the Star Trek aliens, because all Star Trek aliens have foreheads. That's how
they... Yeah, forehead of the week.
Yeah. Yep. So, Carlos said that, no, I'm taking the sun on as my own. Like, what kind of person violates a woman under a command? His command? And it's like, fucking hell, of course she lied to Color about that.
Of course she did, because she was going to tell him the truth.
And then Color punches Janeway in the face, which is cool. Apparently, Kate Mulgrew made a comment before that scene to the guy who plays Color and is like...
Anthony DeLonges.
Yeah, that dude. And she's like, I bet you've been waiting weeks for this.
Who was the one that went to her immediately when she got smacked in the face?
Was it Chakotay?
Chakotay.
Oh, it was. It's like, it's okay.
It was. He was right there.
It's okay. I'll massage you better.
Let Chakotay kiss it all better.
It's a nice boo-boo. And then he's like, your women are out of control. It's like,
I love this whole speech by him. I'm like, this is awesome.
Just like the Alpha Quadrant females all like this. And then the whole thing about Seska just contradicting him all the time. And then you just see her do it for the rest of the episode. It's like, fucking
it's
awesome.
It's hilarious.
Because, I mean, let's face it, he's a really dumb person.
I just feel so bad for Kala. I do.
So they're apparently going to take them to a new home in the Hanan system. So they're off, they fly. So whilst they herd everyone away, the EMH turns himself onto snooze mode for 12 hours. And
who knew he could do that?
Well, apparently we do now.
But he never does it again. Ever.
Doesn't he?
No.
Oh. Surely he must have done.
And they keep showing the hole in Lon Suter's quarters.
Yeah. Yeah, which is helpful to show that, oh, we can't see where Suter is, so... So now the Kazon and Seska now have the ship, and they're landing it on some planet with the blue alert in the background. So that was kind of like a little neat thought that they put that still in.
But didn't they just reuse the 37's footage of landing?
Probably.
It looked like it.
I mean, why would they pay for it again? Why would they pay for it again?
I have this file that we paid a lot of money for. You want to use it for this?
I liked how they went and showed on the view screen. It just looked like something out of National Geographic. It's like, here
look,
is a killer whale.
Volcanoes!
So everyone is forced off the ship. All comm badges and tech are taken and all of that. And before the ship flies away, Janeway immediately takes control. It's like, right, water, shelter, we must find this. Like, she immediately takes control.
But she's splitting people off into groups. Okay. When you do that, wouldn't you have... each of your senior officers take a group.
Yeah, this is what I wrote down.
Not
like,
Chakotay and Tuvok, you're with me.
Yeah.
It's like,
And B'Elanna.
I don't want to be stuck with Neelix. Why are you doing this?
That's what I'm like, Alpha to Delta teams. Fuck, Delta with Neelix. You're like, oh.
We're screwed.
It's like,
that must be the team that Hogan is on.
Maybe.
He's on the Delta team.
Yes. It's like the people who get picked last for sports at school is the Delta team. I don't know. Like, I think it's a right way that she immediately takes control and then immediately a wrong way for splitting people up in the way that she did it.
It's a total right way. Yes, we need water. We need shelter. Why are you taking your senior officers with you?
It's like, maybe. Maybe she thought about this and like, we're on a dangerous planet. The Delta team are the stupid team. They'll be the ones to get taken.
They're going to be eaten by the giant worm.
That's a potential idea. So yeah, they're on this like dinosaur planet, and this like big sort of lizard is watching them as they watch the ship depart. And then B'Elanna sees like the alien equivalent of Neanderthals all at the same time. Like, it's just happening all at the same time.
With their giant sticks.
Now, one thing that I'm like, what the fuck? Is there some of them, like the extras, are looking at the ship and they're like smiling?
It was weird. I'm like, why are you smiling at the ship?
You should be like panicking or upset, but no, you're just sort of like,
yeah.
Oh, look at this view. There goes our ship. Isn't she a pretty one? Just stranding.
And honestly, they're not even seeing the ship because, you know.
CGI.
Yeah.
So there's like, smile.
Are they looking at birds? Why are they smiling? It's just, it's not the right emotional
no,
thing that they should be showing.
It was a bit odd from some of the extras, I thought.
Yeah. I hope they're not called back for anything more.
No, honestly.
They failed miserably.
I wonder how many extras there have been on Voyager, and whether it's more than 150 crew.
Probably.
Yeah. So the ship is gone, or going. The EMH snooze alarm goes off, and he's up and around, so we see that he's left on the ship. And we also shown Sutar hiding in a vent. So we kind of know that...
One should, you know, find your inner John McClane and get in the air vents.
And then our final scene is just Janeway watching the ship fly off. So I thought it was a pretty epic ending to this episode.
It was. It was good.
It was sort of really showing, like, the suspense, or like the, fuck, I've got to wait for Basics Part 2, like, weeks later or something.
And I remember that it was months later. It wasn't weeks.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
It was months later.
I was a child.
Yeah, you keep rubbing that in. No, but I remember I was like, fuck, how are they going to get out of this? Because they make you think that Tom is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, there's no one coming.
I mean, we know they were going to get out of it because, you know, season three.
Yeah.
But it's sort of, interesting in the way that they did it. So I thought, I thought it was overall a pretty good episode, really, in respect to how they did it, how they made a two-part finale over it, and the fact that they actually made the Kazon worthwhile.
They finally.
Yeah, fine. It took them a long time, but season two, especially like the latter half, after the Trabe.
And I think that has more to do with Seska.
Of course it does.
Yeah, because she took this ragtag bunch of frickin' idiots and taught them shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love you, Seska.
So, results, Suzanne.
Wrong way.
We've got 2 Janeways. We've got 4.5 right ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 4.5 wrong ways.
I thought you were going to say 50 million wrong ways because nobody had a fucking brain. Except Chakotay.
Is this where we're going to land? I know this is like a joint, like a tiebreaker. The half point was bringing the Kazon onto the ship. Jeeves.
Never should have done it.
See, you were like wrong way. I was saying right way. But...
Jeeves blew shit up.
In hindsight, it was a bad idea. It was definitely the wrong way.
Yes, perhaps we should not... have brought him on board, or the doctor should have performed more scans.
Yes.
It's just everybody was an idiot in this episode. I don't understand.
No, I think it's...
Everybody but Chakotay.
I think, yeah, I reckon everyone was... It was what you said, like, what the fuck way, in a lot of cases. I'm happy to take this as the wrong way. I think it's definitely... A lot of the right ways were a lot smaller. A lot smaller than what some of the wrong ways were in terms of the impact that they had.
And honestly, as soon as you got that buoy from Seska, you should have ignored it.
You should have just run in the fucking opposite direction.
Like, just use one of your torpedoes and blow it the fuck up.
Yeah, we don't need Cardi C. Like, we don't need it.
No, we don't.
So, no, I reckon that's definitely a wrong way.
Yes.
And then with that, Susanna, is the end of season 2.
Yay! Bring on season 3.
Oh, gosh, yes. And then
Death to Hogan.
So our next episode that we put out will actually be a recap of season 2, and it will be finding out whether season 2 was done the right way, the wrong way, or the Jane way.
Wrong way. I'm saying it right now.
You're saying it right now? I don't know.
I'm saying wrong way.
I'm still thinking it could end up as
a
wrong way.
I know it started out. Right way.
There was a few Janeways.
I remember
Jane
it started out right way. There were some Janeways, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of wrong ways.
I reckon so too. But we'll see. We'll see when I announce it to you, and I'll see when I work it out. Because, so yeah, and then
I'm
then
be surprised.
So I mean, what episode number is this? This is 46.
Yes.
Yep. So episode 47 will be the recap of season 2. And then, obviously, we'll be back for Basics Part 2 in episode 48.
Death to Hogan! Death to Hogan!
This would be like Suzanne's favorite episode ever. So, yeah. Thanks for tuning in to us. We really appreciate all of you who listen to us talk about shit. Fish dildos and, I don't know, doing the Nistrum. We would also love
Everybody
it if you subscribe.
Does the Nistrum.
Yeah. Do the Nistrum shake. We would also love it if you subscribed and gave us all the stars and leave us a review. Suzanne, where can we find you online when you're not choking to death?
You can find me on Twitter at KJaneWay8 or at StainSass.
That you can.
And Liam, where can we find you online?
You can find me at LS74656.
Just remember to follow us on Twitter at @Jane_Way, and you can find us on Facebook too, I think. No, is anybody on Facebook anymore?
Joe, surprisingly, we get a fair few people like apparently like it on Facebook, so keep doing it.
Oh, cool.
You can
We're at the Janeway Pod on the Facebook, so keep doing that.
Yeah, just quickly with that, like, we don't really post on the Janeway other than when we post the episodes and then reply to things that people say. Like, Twitter is where mostly
is where the shit happens.
Is where the shit happens, yes.
Yes.
So
Same with Instagram, where we just post the episodes.
Oh, we have
the Instagram.
We have an Instagram? Oh.
Yeah, since the beginning we've had an Instagram. We just never mention it, that's all.
Oh, well, there we go. Fancy that.
Yeah. But until next time, remember to keep doing things not the right way, not the wrong way. Get that toe fungus taken care of.
Oh.
Do things the Jane way.
Oh.